Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lamb of God. After a wonderful, wonderful weekend, we are now able to come to you live, praise the Lamb of God, once again, by His amazing grace, and bring you, praise the Lamb of God, this inspirational show here at PSM Live with Prophetic Perspectives. It's a wonderful, sunny, blue sky day in the D. Detroit looks good today, praise the Lamb of God, weather-wise, that is. And we are hoping and praying, praise God, that God just stretch this weather out a little bit for us so we will be able, praise the Lamb of God, to continue in this good weather just for a little while longer. The Lord is good. We thank and praise Him, praise the Lamb of God, for all that He is and all that He has been doing for us in this season. What a wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who is no other than Jesus Christ, hallelujah, who has delivered us and saved us and brought us into this glorious light to be divine partakers, praise the Lamb of God, of the divine nature. How is that, brothers and sisters, that we have an opportunity to tap into the divine nature of God through Jesus Christ our Lord? Hallelujah. We are incorruptible seed. We are a blessed people. Praise the Lamb of God that he has downloaded his spirit in us for his glory and wherewithal for us to profit in our own personal lives. Praise the Lamb of God by utilizing what God has given us, the gifts God has given us. Oh, my goodness, I thank God that discernment don't just work in church. I thank God that prophecy and my hearing ear just doesn't work in church. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, but every day of my life, hallelujah, wherever I am, no matter how deep the hole, no matter how the plane goes, I can always talk to God and he can talk to me. Isn't that a wonderful God that keeps that communication line with you? Praise the Lord. It's praise and worship day. Lord, have mercy, people of God. We got so much to be thankful for because we are alive. Praise the Lamb of God. We have health and strength. Hallelujah. And if we just consider what others do not have, people of God, I promise you that we have so much to be grateful for. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a lot of people that are in worse shape than any of us can even imagine. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody's going down the road right now, praise the Lamb of God, to the cemetery. Somebody is sitting in a funeral. Someone is in an operating room, waiting room, and the doctor is coming down the hall to give them bad news. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're not in any of those predicaments, praise God, hallelujah, you are on high ground. So lift your hands up, praise the Lamb of God, and give God some praise today. And let's give God all the adoration that is due his name. For worthy is the Lord, hallelujah, and he's worthy of our praise. I said worthy is the Lord and worthy of our praise as he is. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And that's why I joined with Michael McDowell, William McDowell, and I sing this to the Lord. Join me right quick. I'll be right back.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
Come on, lift your hands and sing that. Hallelujah. It's praise and worship day. We're going to worship him a while. My brother is here in the with us. Look like Prophet Darrell's number. Oh, let me let him in, people of God. Prophet Darrell.
Yes, sir.
We'll lift you a minute, man, and then we'll be right back.
Can you? I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them, here I am.
Mm-hmm.
give myself away. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise God. It's Praise and Worship Wednesday here in the studio. And we thank and praise God for each of you that's here. I know many of you have much to give God praise for as you reflect upon just the past week. It's the last time you've heard our voice over the weekend, that there's much to give God thanks and praise for, because God is just awesome. People of God, hallelujah, in his ways and the way that he orchestrates and processes our lives. And sometimes it just doesn't seem like things are going the way that we want it to go, but praise God, it's going God's way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is going God's way. Praise the Lamb. I was up early this morning, Prophet Daryl. Hallelujah. Come on, Daryl, say something to the people to let them know you here, man of God.
God bless you. God bless you, PSM. I'm glad. I'm excited to be saved, sanctified, and fire baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost.
And oh,
man,
my.
I've been moving along. The devil stole my phone, but to God be the glory. I still got the victory anyway. Got me a new phone. Amen. Got my new place, Apostle. I'm just excited what God is doing. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. God spoke newness over you. Praise the Lamb of God. You got a new place, got a new phone, and now you're going to get some new furniture, too. Praise the Lamb of God. Just watch what God do for Prophet Daryl. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I'm excited about your future, man. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, did you really locate out of the city of Chicago?
No, I'm still in the city.
Okay, you're still in the city. All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. My goodness. I know we had talked about some things earlier, praise the Lamb of God, a few months ago, you and I, about some things that the Lord was laying on your heart to do. Praise the Lord. But I thank God that all has went well with you and that you seem like you are happy about it. Praise the Lord is the most important thing. You got joy in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, I am so happy. Praise the Lamb of God for what God is doing. I woke up early this morning, Prophet Daryl. I woke up early this morning, pray in an unusual way, and I guess it was about, God, it had to be 5:36, somewhere in there. And, man, I went into prayer, and I was praying, hallelujah, and I am not going to lie to you. When I wake up like that, most of the time it's God and I situation. But I was interceding and warfaring, so praise the Lamb of God, and I entered into warfare for PSM. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, and start praying earnestly for those of us that are lead the ministry here, the administrators, praise the Lamb of God, and the intercessors, and the radio show, praying for you, man. Man, I'm telling you, and it was as though the Holy Spirit was just walking me through the prayer. Words were coming and formulating grammatically that I wasn't even thinking. I knew I was in a prophetic moment of prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. And that went on for about an hour, man. And, man, I just, oh, boy, oh, boy. And when I finished, I laid down. And, I laid back down across in the bed and what have you. And the Lord started talking to me, man. The Lord started talking to me, and he said, your prayer has pleased me today. And it blew my mind, Prophet Daryl. I knew that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, was giving me the prayer. It wasn't my thoughts. I hope I'm making myself plain, people. It wasn't my thoughts, Prophet Daryl, that was orchestrating the prayer. It was flowing out of my spirit. And you know what I mean, man? And so by it flowing out of my spirit that way, to hear God say, your prayer has pleased me today, it just blew me away, you know, because I'm thinking God if God knows the thoughts of our hearts and the thoughts of our mind before our thoughts come out of the chambers of our mind, and his spirit is giving me what to pray and leading me in prayer, I guess the obedience part is what God looks at, that you respond to the prophet. Because I don't know other way to put it, prophet, there. I can't get a grip or wrap my mind around it any other way. Praise the Lamb to bring out a interpretation for, you know, application. But I knew it was a wonderful, wonderful thing this morning. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm just glad to say that PSM, hallelujah, was in the mix in that prayer. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, that is wonderful praying, man. It felt good. Hallelujah. Even warring and warring in that intense kind of prayer with that rock in it and everything, man, just pressing into the presence of God. Hallelujah. You know, it felt so good. It felt so good. Praise the Lamb of God. But at the same time, my God, for God to come and say, I am happy and honor or delight in your praying, people of God, you can't get no better than that, I guess. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm looking for the manifestation, hallelujah, of the blessings upon your lives, people of God. Yes, God. Yes, God. I'm looking for it. I'm looking for God to do some tremendous and wonderful things, hallelujah, as it relates to us. Praise the Lamb of God. I woke up this morning, you know, when by the time I got to the phone to set up the show, the landline here at the Prophet Dale that I use in the studio, this another television station is calling, praise the Lamb of God. So we're going to see what that is about, praise the Lamb, after the show is over. But I praise God for what he's doing in our lives right now. Hallelujah. My man, Prophet Daryl, is here. Praise the Lamb of God. He all moved. He got his new phone. He is in sync. And I am just thankful to have such a one with us today, people of God, here on our praise and worship day. Well, we missed our testimony Monday. Declaration Monday, praise the Lamb of God, due to the holiday. And that's our off day. But then Tuesday was our testimony day. Hallelujah. And so today is praise and worship day. So if anyone has a testimony, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, word of encouragement, anything of that nature, you can push one on your dial. Of course, praise the Lamb of God. You're listening to our voice and you say, wow, I would like to join the show. Today you can. Error code 646-564-9818. Error code 646-564-9818 is the number, praise the Lamb of God, that you can call and be a part of our live studio. Praise the Lamb of God. We want to go to prayer right now. Hallelujah. Is there an intercessor? Is there one who would lead us in prayer today? Hallelujah. If you're here, praise God, push one on your dial. My goodness gracious, and I will gladly have you come and lead us to the throne of grace. Praise the Lamb, so that we can go deeper into the spiritual aspects of the show. Praise God. I feel a prophetic bubble. Hallelujah. I believe there is going to be a release of some word today. Hallelujah. Here on the shelf. And I'm just thanking and praising God that Prophet Daryl is here with me. Praise God. And some others. I know there's some other prophetic people here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where's my intercessors at? Bertha. Where you at, Bertha? Bertha and I and one of my other members had an opportunity to sit down and break bread. Bertha say, Prophet, you call my name too much on that show. Bertha Pruitt. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. She is a good member, I tell you. Hey, Bertha, how are you, girl?
I am blessed and highly favored of God. How are you?
I am blessed too. Praise God. I'm highly favored to be able to be your pastor. Now, that's highly favored. Hallelujah. To be your shepherd.
Yes, it is.
Yes, I am. I am highly favored. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't get no higher favor than that, that God give you such a wonderful member as a Bertha Pruitt. Now, you tell me somebody who got a member like you, and I want to see him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Faithful to the cause, faithful to being there. And then participate in any way you can. and studious and everything. I just thank God for you. Praise God. And I'm not ashamed to say you my member. Hallelujah. Some sheep, I have to keep them in the back, around the back, tied up. I don't want nobody to see the crazy sheep. Praise God. But you a good sheep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been with some pastors. They see their member, they walk the other way. Turn and say, man, no, I don't want to see them. I don't want to see them. Them your members, man. I don't want to see them. Hallelujah. I'll be happy when I see the members of TCA and the members of PSM. Hallelujah. It makes me feel good to know, hallelujah, that God has given me people that's around me to assist and to help, as well as to groom and to grow and to develop into what God would have them to be. And that's what it's all about, praise the Lamb of God. No funniness, all of that kind of thing. We don't have any of that going on. It's your spirit. And that's why the spirit be so high. When we do what we do together, praise the Lamb of God, that is a oneness. And God enters in for mighty miracles for us, praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, come on, take us to the King. Hallelujah. And let's pray for people today all over the nation. Praise the Lamb of God. Praying for our children going back to school. Got to keep them covered in the blood, people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praying for parents' sanity. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. That the Lord keep their hand on the parents to help watch and orchestrate with these children the adjustments that we need to make. Hallelujah. Since this season has begun. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, Bertha. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are our Lord. We hallow your holy name, Lord. We lift you up. We adore you. We magnify you. We exalt your holy name, Jesus. Father God, we can ask you now to forgive us of all of our sins, known and unknown, Father. Anything we have done wrong, said wrong, thought wrong, forgive us, Lord. If we have wounded anyone or offended anyone, Father God, forgive us now so that we can come boldly before your throne of grace and mercy. Intercede, stand in the gap, and walk on behalf of your people. Father God, right now we ask you in the name of Jesus, as we lift up our children and our grandchildren, nieces, nephews, cousins that are going back to school, Lord, that you will cover them with your precious blood. Release the angels of protection around them, oh God. Bless their going out and their coming in. Father God, we bind the spirit of murder, vandalism, gang violence, fighting, oh God. We bind it now in the name of Jesus. Father God, release now wisdom, knowledge, and understanding over our children, that they understand what the teachers are telling them. Reveal to them, oh God, what it is that they must do. Father God, we want our children to grow up to be successful entrepreneurs. But most of all, God, we want them to grow up to be disciples for the kingdom, to go out and disciple others. Father God, release the spirit of prayer on our children. Father, they might have taken prayer out of the school, but they cannot take it out of the homes. Father,
hallelujah.
God, to release our main spirit on our parents, oh God, that they'll get up each morning, anoint their children, and cover them and take them, oh God. Father, we lift our hands and our eyes into the hills for what's coming our hill, knowing all our help comes from you. Father God, because you are our shepherd, we do not lack or want. Father God, you said that as we walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, goodness and mercy is following us. So God,
thank you. This is your mute button.
Concerning the woman at with the issue of blood, and the Lord
gave us a different perspective, praise God, of this woman's faith, courage, and determination to be able to tap in, praise the Lamb of God, to the power of God that was invested in Jesus. Our faith, as Jesus was in a healing mode to go to raise Jairus' daughter, praise the Lamb of God, but to heal her, and it was prior to him getting the news that she was dead. But this woman, praise the Lamb of God, drew the virtue out of Jesus, praise the Lamb of God. And I thought that was something that people needed to understand about persistence, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to our faith in the Word, praise the Lamb of God. The first thing, Prophet Darrell, in this revelation, praise the Lamb of God, about pressing for your deliverance is, praise the Lamb, the girl, the woman with the issue of blood, hallelujah, had no experience with Jesus at all. The Bible said she had heard, praise
heard
the Lamb
about
of God. She had heard about Jesus after she spent all that she had. So she moved on a rumor, praise the Lamb of God. She moved on a rumor, man. She didn't read about him in the Bible or anything. She moved on a rumor, praise the Lamb of God, that that was a healer, hallelujah, that that was a man with power, that that was a man healing people, that was opening the eyes of the blind. In this full thrust, praise the Lamb of God, evangelistic outreach that Jesus and his disciples was on, as we read miracle after miracle in the fifth chapter, sixth chapter of Matthew, praise the Lamb of God, of Mark, praise the Mark's gospel, a mark in priority. As we look at that, man, and we see, hallelujah, that there's many of us, praise the Lamb of God, who have been baptized, confessed the hope, repented of our sins, been in Bible class and other and conferences, and belong to conventions and denominations and this, that, and another for 10, 15, 20, 30 years. And we don't have the faith that this woman have off of a rumor. We don't have that much faith, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This woman, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, had a level of faith, praise the Lamb of God, off of a rumor that's greater than, praise the Lamb of God, the faith that was in Israel, Jesus said. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, that's saying something. You know of me, heard of me, praise the Lamb of God, you've learned of me, all of this, but your faith level, hallelujah, you haven't even experienced me before, but your faith level is not up and can equal to, praise the Lamb of God, the faith of someone who don't know nothing about me. Who came off of a rumor.
Yes,
now we have to look at that, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. She came off of a rumor. And there's many people, praise the Lamb of God, that need to operate on rumor faith, praise the Lamb of God. Because rumored faith is the type of faith that is developed through, praise the Lamb of God, should I say, an espresso shot. Well, let me talk to you here a minute. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Drinking espresso in your coffee, that they throw a shot of espresso in there to kick it up a notch, praise the Lamb of God. It's a suddenly shot of faith that enters in and say, I want to meet this person. I want to see this person. I want to get to this person. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And she pressed away. You know, Prophet Darrell, it's wonder after all we learned in Sunday school about Jesus, and we had read books and this, that, and another, and heard people talking about him. and heard sermons and sermons and sermons and sermons that none of us, praise the Lamb of God, can probably say that I've been so desperate, praise the Lamb of God, and thirsty for him until I found him and pressed.
Oh,
wow. Until I got what I needed from him, praise the Lamb. This is an insult to our faith, praise the Lamb, for those of us, praise the Lamb of God, who say we're desperate, but we don't press after Jesus.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We say we're desperate, but we don't press after Jesus. We say we want it, but we don't press after Jesus for it. Praise the Lamb of God. We must say that he is available. He's still a very present help in the time of trouble. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Man of God, you talking. That right there blew my mind by itself, Prophet Dale. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! That this woman did all she did off of a rumor. Praise the Lamb of God. And walked away victorious. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Man, oh, man, oh, man. What a wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah. It was like. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, man. Praise the Lamb of God. She had that level of faith that it took, praise the Lamb of God, to continue. Praise the Lamb. But I don't have my notes with me right here, but I jotted some points down, man. Praise the Lamb of God. But I do remember that one. Hallelujah. That rumored faith, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Out of the revelation concerning, praise the Lamb of God, of Jesus that she had received, that boy, oh boy, that caused her to run.
Can I give you the main point you gave?
The main point you gave
is that she snatched a miracle on a rumor that wasn't even hers.
Yeah, that's right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you're right. Praise the Lamb. She snatched that thing, man. She took that thing. And knew she had took it. The Bible said that she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
She knew she had it and was hiding, wasn't going to tell nobody what she had got. Had like stole a blessing, man.
Hallelujah.
She had ripped off a blessing. Didn't ask for it. Didn't get in line for it. Nothing. This chick broke out and grabbed hers, man. Hallelujah. You talking about tapping in. She tapped. Hallelujah. She tapped in and got that blessing, man. And I think there's a lot of us that's overly passive in our pursuit of Christ, in our conditions and what have you, praise the Lamb of God, and we don't wait on the divine response. Because Jesus turned around and he asked the question. He said, "Who touched me?" Somebody touched me. And the disciples looked at him. All these people around here, of course somebody touched you. See this multitude? He said, No. No, I'm not talking about rubbed up against me. Somebody went out inside of me and pulled out the God stuff out of me. Somebody pulled virtue up out of me, man. Somebody has taken something that has caused me to be weak, praise the Lamb of God, that I felt it leave me. Some has left me. And somebody, who touched me? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In other words, I've never been touched like that before. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I believe, Prophet Daryl, in this season of an open heaven, that we have the opportunity. Somebody better hold their seat when I tell you this. That you have an opportunity to touch God like never before. Praise the Lamb of God. That you have an opportunity to access God like never before. Praise the Lamb of God. Can I tell you something that I heard on at the end of a commercial? Praise the Lamb of God. Here in Detroit, there was advertising about sales and stuff. And at the end, they used to say, "Don't you dare miss it." Praise the Lamb of God. Don't miss your opportunity to access God. Praise the Lamb of God. I feel bad. I told y'all, man, I feel this thing now. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't miss your opportunity to access God, praise the Lamb of God, in a different and unique way, because you want to be bound by traditions and what have you. This woman, praise the Lamb of God, was rejected, hallelujah, in her social order. I talked about that too. Her social order, she was rejected. In her religious order, she was rejected. She wasn't supposed to be in public. She was supposed to be wearing a sign saying unclean.
Jesus.
The woman was jacked up, tore up from the floor up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. This woman was not supposed to be out in the streets, praise the Lamb of God, with a running issue that she had had for 12 years. No, she wasn't supposed to be like that, man. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, but this woman, praise the Lamb of God, off this rumor. I can't get away from the rumor, man.
That's right. Hear the body.
Of a rumor. Praise the Lamb of God. Off of a rumor, Prophet Daryl. This woman pressed for her praise the Lamb of God, for her deliverance, for her healing, even though she was rejected by everybody. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Even though she didn't have no money, no offering to bring, even though, praise the Lamb of God, she spent all of this she had of doctors that was advised to her and places and specialists she had went to see. But you want me to tell you something, Prophet Dale? When you look at this, Bertha, hallelujah, you have to say, what kind of determination to be delivered
does
this woman have? What kind of, my goodness gracious, hallelujah, that you done spent all your money, you broke, you might have lost a husband. Praise the Lamb of God, nobody wants to be around her. You know, you're the Meridian Sun, man. You know, in Jesus' geographical location of operation in the earth realm, sometimes the temperatures rise above 100. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You got a running issue. That can be a problem, especially in a time where perfumes and, you know, all of the things that they have now for feminine hygiene and what have you wasn't available. And this woman still, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, said, you know what? What do I have to lose? Praise the Lamb of God. If it work, I have all to gain. I have nothing to lose. And she went, praise the Lamb of God, too ashamed, because she knew he was looked upon as a rabbi. She was too ashamed to talk to him. She was a ceremonial reject.
Hallelujah.
She couldn't go in the house of God.
Oh, God.
She couldn't go to the temple. She couldn't enter in like that. Her rejection didn't stop her. Okay, somebody, praise the Lamb of God. You know, there's a lot of broken pieces. I hope somebody who really need to hear this, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's a lot of broken pieces, Prophet Daryl, that's listening to my voice now, praise the Lamb of God, and that will hear this recording in the archive, praise the Lamb of God, when the others come on tonight and tomorrow and what have you, and listen to this tape, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I just want you to know, praise the Lamb of God, even though you're broken, even though you've been rejected, praise the Lamb, I don't care how many husbands, how many men, how many women, how many people, family, what have you, have rejected you, praise the Lamb of God. I don't care how your situation looks, how broken it is, praise the Lamb of God. There is a place of acceptance. My God in heaven, there is a place of acceptance in God. Hallelujah. And he stands with his arms wide open saying, whosoever will, let him come. Praise the Lamb of God. in your condition, in your whatever status you're on, no matter your social dilemma, you can come to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus' hand is still extended. Praise the Lamb of God for you today. Hallelujah. I just want you to know that, people of God. Hallelujah. Because some of us are quiet as this woman was. This quiet as this woman was. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, this woman did not receive the rumor as a suggestion. It doesn't say somebody told her, you need to go see Jesus.
That's right.
It says she heard of him. Nobody, it doesn't say a friend came to her and said, I want to take you, praise the Lamb of God, over the river, because there's a man over the river giving sight to the blind and turning water to wine. This is not the situation here. It said she heard.
She heard about it.
She could have been in the marketplace buying some things, heard a conversation going on. Jesus coming by here today.
Jesus.
His disciples and them, they're a few miles away, and they're coming this way.
Yes,
Jesus
God,
of
yes,
Nazareth. She heard. Y'all going to make me preach,
she
aren't you? Going to make me preach. No. This one been preached already. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Dale back there laughing, trying to get me to preach. Hallelujah.
As I stand here, it reminds me of, you could almost say, I asked the situation. She heard about it for such a time as this. And even though she wasn't supposed to be out there feeding, she just said, if I perish, I perish. But I'm going to pave my way by faith. Because I done heard about this here healing bomb. I got to get to it.
My God.
Situation. And
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's what I'm talking about. He said, that's just like church folk.
Ooh,
on my name. They don't pray. They don't worship. They don't praise me. Communicate with me until they see the need.
Jesus.
You don't want to be around me until you need me.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Don't trouble them no more. Leave them alone. It's over. Your daughter dead. Jesus looked at him and said, man, if you can only believe that even now,
hallelujah,
that God is able.
Hallelujah.
That all things are possible. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Jairus said, I believe, Lord. He said, then let's go on to the house. Praise the Lamb of God. Because I know a God can bring back the dead.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. If she touched me and got healing, what would happen if I touch your daughter?
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Don't not listen to me. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Woo! If she touched Jesus, the full-fledged healing, what would happen if Jesus extended his hand?
My God. Hallelujah.
In your situation.
Lord,
praise
Jesus.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
I want you to see both sides of the track on this twofold miracle that took place. Praise the Lamb of God. Both of them are waged in humility. Both of them are waged in being humble. Praise the Lamb of God. The humble approach to God. Not arrogance. Not I deserve this. Not Lord, I pay my tithes. Lord, I do this, do that. No. In humility. I don't deserve for you to come under my roof. I'm a man of authority, Jairus told him. Jesus was shocked at his words. I tell men to go and they go. I tell them to come and they come. Praise the Lamb of God. And this woman comes humble. I know I don't deserve this. I'm ashamed to come into your presence, Lord, because I am nothing but dirt.
Hallelujah.
And she probably had made all of the excuses in the world to self-afflict her mind on why she had the disease. Because I sinned. Because I did something wrong. The Lord has cursed me. This has been placed upon me because of my sin. But the humility. Praise the Lamb of God. I wish I had somebody here who knew how God operates. Praise the Lamb of God. Keep walking with your head up high. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You will understand one day that the knee way is the best way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That God breathes off humility. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to learn one day. Hallelujah. If you can be humble, you can be blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. That God works in humility. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lamb of God. Let me go and talk about this. This woman, praise the Lamb, with her relentless, that was my next point, her relentless determination. She was so determined. Yes, Lord, I hear you, Father. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Lord, speak.
Yes, Lord.
God
yes,
said
Lord.
If you
yes,
would
Lord.
Come to him, he would do even greater for you. That's what
oh,
God said.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
God says, this is a clear word from God. Hallelujah. If they will come to me, I'll do greater for them, says the Lamb
Hallelujah.
Of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The bread the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all will mess
you.
Me up. Let me leave this alone.
What
you doing up in here today? Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Tap a neighbor. Tap him. Touch a friend. Hallelujah. Tell him God has access today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thinking about your situation, your circumstances, and you worried and going crazy. When all you, can't you hear me? I'm giving you a rumor right now. Jesus is able, and he's available. Praise the Lamb of God. You better get to him. You better get to him. You better get to him. This had relentless faith. Hallelujah. She didn't allow the umpire of life to strike her out. Because of her condition, her circumstances, because of her social, being a social misfit, because of her condition. Praise the Lamb of God. Her days alone, seeking healing, seeking deliverance, seeking doctors. For 12 years she sought. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
And didn't do nothing but grew worse. But still, she had relentless determination, people of God.
Yes, she did.
Let me tell you something. Determination, tenacity, is a powerful tool, praise the Lamb of God, especially in the economy of God, Prophet Darrell. It's in the economy of God, praise the Lamb of God, is a powerful tool because God rewards faithfulness, and that's all tenacity, praise God, and great determination is. It's faith, praise the Lamb of God. It's being faithful to the post, faithful to the assignment, faithful, praise the Lamb of God, to possess, praise the Lamb of God, determined, hallelujah, relentless. I don't care what come, what may, you ain't moving my feet. I don't care the storm that come. I don't care how the hellhounds bark at me. I don't care how the thunder roar. I don't care how the lightning flash. I don't care how shadows move in the night. I don't care, praise the Lamb of God, if I don't have nowhere to go. I don't care if I don't have no money. I'm not giving up on God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have a determination, praise the Lamb of God, to perform that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah that he has assigned to me. I have a determination to get into his presence. I have a determination that says, I'm going to win this battle. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Woo!
My goodness gracious.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God rewards faithfulness when we're determined. Praise the Lamb of God. When we let nothing stop us, not the circumstances, the way things look. Hallelujah. She could have just went on and laid down and died. Just went on and laid down and said, I give up. Hallelujah. I give up. I surrender. I'm through. I'm going in the towel. I can't take no more. It's been 12 years. Oh, Lord, help me. And threw her a pity party and laid up and bled to death for the determination.
You know what?
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I have to call it what Jesus called it. He said, your faith has made you whole. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you responded on the truth of the word of God. Somebody told you the Messiah is coming. Somebody told you that Jesus, hallelujah, is coming. He got healing in his wing. Hallelujah. And he's touching the poor and the needy. And you responded to the word of God in a positive effort. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. This thing excited me so. Praise the Lamb of God. This ridiculous faith. This crazy faith this woman had, praise the Lamb of God, to press her way through this crowd. Hallelujah. My God in heaven. I wonder, Prophet, there, how many people was there? Was it like being, praise the Lamb of God, down at the Bulls Stadium on a night when the championship is played? I wonder how many people, praise the Lamb of God, thronged the streets. Oh, my God.
Cause the Bible
oh, my God. I wonder how many obstacles, how many preclusions was in the way as she pressed away. How do you get onto the hem of a perfect person's garment? It says she touched the hem. You know, that's the border. The hem ain't at the top. Verse, I know you know a little bit about clothes. Where's the hem?
That's the bottom.
That's the bottom.
You gotta bend down.
That you got to bend down, or you got to get down, or you got to crawl, or you got to crawl, or you got to lay down to get down to the bottom, to the hem. Praise the Lamb of God. Unless she was a micro midget dwarf that she could just reach down the ground, because in those days they wore their garments down to the their shoe.
Jesus.
He didn't have on a shirt.
Jesus.
That on a robe. That on a robe, a garment, and to touch the hem of that garment, she had to eat some dust.
Oh God.
She had to get dirty. I ain't listening to me. She had to be humiliated.
Oh, Jesus.
She had to look like a begging dog. Praise the Lamb of God in the eyes of the people that saw her crawling or sneaking through the crowd to get close to Jesus. How in the world did she get through the press? Praise the Lamb of God, but she was determined. But she had that determination. She had that ridiculous faith, something on the inside of her. She wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost. He hadn't came yet. But something on the inside of her told her, if I could just reach the border of his garment while I'm on the border of my life.
Hallelujah.
While on the border of my circumstances. While on the border of my situation. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo! Now, you know, when you're on the border of anything, that's a crossover point.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
When you get to the border, you at a crossover point.
What am I showing you?
My God in heaven. Either she was going to cross over into death, or she was going to cross over into a new life. She was at the border, Doc. She was at her crossover point. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And she touched the hem. Just the hem of the fabric. She didn't touch Jesus. She touched the clothes he was wearing. Oh, my goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Do you know what that means to me, Prophet Darrell? Brother, do you know what that means to me? Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. His spirit is enough. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what it means to me. I can't get to his garment. I can't get to, praise the Lamb of God, his physical body to touch him. Praise the Lamb of God. But if I can get into the spirit, hallelujah. If I can go into the spirit realm, my God, I could actually, if my praise could just get high enough, if my worship could just get sincere enough, if I could just, hallelujah, believe that word enough, I could enter into my closet and go into a place where there is neither day nor night, where clocks don't exist. I can go into that place in the spirit realm, praise the Lamb of God, that even though I'm there, I can't feel nothing but his presence. I can go there, praise the Lamb of God, because I recognize in his presence is the fullness of joy, is the fullness of peace, and at his right hand, hallelujah, our blessings forevermore. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If I could just get into his praise the Lamb of God. I wonder today if there's somebody desperate enough, praise the Lamb of God, to lay prostrate on the floor and say, God, I need you. Hallelujah. God, I love you. God, I adore you. Just do this one thing for me, Lord. Hallelujah. I wonder if there's somebody, praise the Lamb of God, who don't mind pressing into his presence. You'll pull that car over and raise your hands. Hallelujah. You'll get on the side of the road and say, I don't care how nobody think about me. I don't care how they feel about me. I need God to do something special. I need a miracle, and I know a miracle-working God. I come to tell you, Jesus. available right now. He's available, I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. He's available. He's available. He's available. Hallelujah. He's available. He's available right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He's available. He's available, people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Press on, I tell you. Don't let nothing stop you from getting into the presence of a mighty God. Press your way. Hallelujah. Press in prayer. Press in praise. Press in worship. Press on. Press. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Press into his presence. And I promise you, if you press, the word of God tell you, if you seek me with your whole heart, you'll find me, says the Lamb of God. If you press your way, hallelujah, hallelujah, you'll win the prize. You'll win the prize. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I used to say, I'm pressing on the upward way. Hallelujah. New heights I'm gaining every day. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. I wish I had a presser here. I wish I had a presser. I wish I had somebody that knew what pressing meant. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, God. If I could just press, that's in his presence. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory to God. My. What an awesome, what a mighty God we serve. Yes, God, yes. Yes, God. My God, praise his name.
Press in your presence. Come on, we about to get out of your way, but we want to press a little further. Amen. If God can just press in your presence, behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence and leave all my cares behind me, I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just lay at your feet, for I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just praise out of your feet right here in your presence. Somebody come on and tell the Lord you want to press a little deeper. Somebody tell the Lord, if I can just press,
if I can just press
in your presence. Behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence and leave all my cares where they are, I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just lay at your feet. I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just praise out of your feet right here.
Here in your presence. Hallelujah. How timely that was. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's Shayna Wilson, you all. Praise the Lamb of God, one of Detroit's own. Hallelujah. And to those of you that would like to pick that up, hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, Press. That's called Press by Shayna Wilson. Praise the Lamb of God. I give her props today. All people of God, what a mighty God we serve. What a word, what a word. To praise the Lamb of God, bring our week back together. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, God is just amazing. Hallelujah. You know, boy, I didn't deliver scratch the surface of the deliver power, praise the Lamb of God, of the proclamation of the word as I did on Sunday. Of course, praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I wish all of you had been there. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, what a time we had at the Truth Church. I couldn't do nothing but dismiss when church was over, when the message was over. I was so up from the floor before Prophet Darrell even took my text because of the power and the presence of God in our worship experience prior to, praise the Lamb of God, the preaching. But the Lord is just so awesome. He's just so good to us. Hallelujah. And I just thank him today. I'm just in awe of his love. I'm in awe of his presence. Hallelujah, people of God. And I don't know, you know, sometimes I think I'm the only one experiencing him. Praise God. I have to ask the church sometimes, is anybody else feeling him like I am right now? Praise God. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that he's available to each of us, to all of us. He is available. And I want each of you to understand and come to a place of knowing that there is nothing that God cannot do. Hallelujah. And he can do it for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He can do it for you. Praise the Lord. Boy, my text messages is going off. Hallelujah. People are responding to the word of God. Hallelujah. Maybe I should have opened the doors of the church, Prophet Darrell. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And ask, is there one who would like to come to Jesus today? Because he still is available. Boy, all he has done for us at the cross, praise the Lamb of God, with his suffering and death and the resurrection, people of God, my God, that he might give us gifts. You know, we can never leave that text. Hallelujah. This is the reason why he ascended on high. Praise the Lamb of God. He says, expedient that I go away. Praise the Lamb of God. Because if I don't go, the Comforter will not come. He said, I must go away. Praise the Lamb of God. He ascended on high, laid captivity captive, that he might give gifts unto men. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The gifts of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. They belong to you, people of God. They're available to you, and God wants you to access it. God wants you to have, praise the Lamb of God, these gifts. Hallelujah. Boy, what a God we serve today. I'm excited. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Now, the lines are here, people of God, for you to open up. We can open up the lines unto you, anybody listening to our voice that's here in the studio. Praise the Lamb of God. Press 1 on your dial if you have a testimony. Praise report. If you want to respond to the word of God, praise the Lamb of God. As others are doing through text message and saying, Prophet, I needed this. This is exactly what I needed to hear. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My daughter Sylvia, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God put something on Facebook. Says she just got a bad report from the doctor concerning her father. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know what that's all about, but I do know one thing. Hallelujah. I still serve a miracle God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Sylvia, if you're here, press 1. so we can pray for Dad and pray for you. If you're here listening to us, if you are on your phone, you can press 1 now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I just want you to understand, people, that Prophet Shakespeare care. Praise the Lamb of God. I care about my people. I care. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I have a heart for the people of God, and I care about people. And I get talked about and rebuked a lot of times, Prophet Dell, because I don't praise the Lamb of God, because I take time up with people and talk and counsel and this, that, and another. And a lot of times my children, praise the Lamb of God, and my members and what have you, and those in close proximity say, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't, blah, 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 and this, that, and that. But my heart, praise the Lamb of God, goes out to people. And when you have something that you know can help, praise the Lamb of God. I was reading in my meditation. Oh, that's Sylvia. I was reading in my meditation, praise the Lamb of God, yesterday or day before, I believe, and it said that it is a sin for you to be able to do good when it's in your power and you don't do it. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a sin. When you have something as precious as the power of Jesus Christ on your life, and it's in your power, praise the Lamb of God, to bless somebody else, and you don't do it, you have sinned.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
The Lamb of God. Sylvia, you here?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
How you doing, darling?
I'm good.
You just came out of the doctor's office a little while ago?
Yes, sir, with my father. Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. Well, I know that, you know, all things, as you put on Facebook, and I'm not going to, you know, go into that in any depth, praise the Lamb of God. But all I want to know is, did the doctors give any instructions or anything that can rectify it, or praise the Lamb of God, do we just need Jesus?
We just need Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
We just need Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
You know, because I know that we're in a season of miracles, signs, and wonders. Praise the Lamb of God. And I feel one coming on me now. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Oh, God, I know he's a miracle worker. And I know that he has been moving in your life. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Glory God.
Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see. Prophet Darrell.
Yes, sir.
What is Dad's name, honey?
It's David Akins.
David Akins?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I know a whole lot of Akins. Akins all down in Dallas, Texas, and Akins in Flint, Michigan. I know some Akins. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, hallelujah. Prophet Darrell, I want you to pray. Praise the Lamb of God, that miracle prayer, that prayer of faith. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
And we're going to believe God here, and then we're going to hear what God has to say. Hallelujah. The Lamb of God in this situation that the doctor has given, you know, a bad report. Praise the Lamb of God. But we're going to give the report to the Lord, and then we're going to believe the report of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God, if we would come to him, this was his word to us today. He said if you would come to him, praise the Lamb of God, that he would greater than he did for the woman with the issue of blood. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I wish I could say greater.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Because we serve greater God. Come on, man. Come on. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace. First of all, Lord, just to tell you thank you. Father God, we come to tell you thank you for a reason, Lord. God, we just come to tell you thank you for Sister Sylvia, oh God. God, we even thank you for the doctors that even gave the report, oh God. Father God, we come to know that your word said if there will be any sick among you, to call on the elders of the church, O God, and they shall anoint with oil and pray the prayer of faith, and they shall recover. And Father God, we come to ask you, O Father God, in the name of Jesus, to touch her dead body, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we ask you to touch every blood vessel in his body, oh God. Every vein, every muscle, oh God. We decree and declare by the power and authority of Jesus Christ that now we speak healing right now. We speak healing in the blood. We speak healing in the muscular system. We speak healing in the skeleton, God. We speak healing in the blood. In the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare that a miracle shall come forth now, O God. In the name of Jesus, we touch and agree, O God. We broke and bind the works of Satan on every hand. We cancel the contract of the enemy in the name of Jesus. God, move by your power, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, encourage his heart right now, O God. Encourage the family right now, O God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, we know you're able. We know you as a healer right now. As you heal the blind man, as you honorable Shonda to be killed, Shonda, as you heal the woman with the issue of blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, as you brought last, oh my God, out of the grave, God, we know you as a healer in the name of Jesus. And God, for you declaring your word, oh God, that signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. God, we believe in your word, oh God. God, we believe in what you say, oh God, what your word said, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Say to the Lord, rebuke you. The blood of Jesus against you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Go back to the doctor, oh God. Let the doctors give him a good report, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Because God, we know you made the doctors. You created the doctors. And God, he just gave us the report to let the we bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it up in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We command this sickness right now to go to a dry and desolate place, and we resist you powerless in the name of break up out of the Osiah. Get on in his body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Encourage the hearts of the believers now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You, Jesus. Thanks, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sylvia, can I ask you how old is your father?
He's 68.
He's 68, and how long has he been like this?
Jesus. Prophet?
Hello? Sylvia?
Yes, sir.
How long has he been?
It's been 2.5 years.
It's been 2.5 years. Praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
You mean since he's been sick?
I say what now?
You said since he's been sick.
Yeah, since he's been sick. About 2.5 years.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And before that, he was just a natural man, walking around happy like everybody else, right?
Yes, sir. Just a few health, issues, but nothing major. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. How is his faith? How is his faith level? Praise the Lamb of God as it is. And is he a believer?
He is a believer. When he was first going through his ordeal, when all of this first happened, and I was running back and forth, and I remember he had blood clots, and I said, Daddy, I said, I'm praying for you, but I need to know that you want me to pray for you. And he told me, yes, I want you to pray for me. So that encouraged my heart, and since then I've just been standing on God's word to trust him, lean not on my own understanding, and in all my ways acknowledge him.
All right, praise the Lamb of God. That's what you should do. That's what you're supposed to do. Praise the Lamb of God, and we're going to believe God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, that all is going to be well. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute, I hear the Lord speaking. Yes, Father. Hallelujah.
dead apostle.
Andarabashatai. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. God. Yes.
Speak, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love you.
Thank you. Right away.
Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sylvia, this is going to be very simple, baby. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I thought the Lord was going to tell me something. Hallelujah. My God, the Lord said when you get home, praise the Lamb of God, when you get home, to make your father some tea. To make your father some tea. And God said, hold the tea up before him. Praise the Lamb, before the Lord. Hold it before the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise and speak the word of faith and healing over the tea. Praise the Lamb of God and let your father drink it. Hallelujah. Just let him drink the tea just normally would drink some tea. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you what God said do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It was so simple until I had to hear God say it three times. I said, don't put no onion or garlic or nothing. It just, you know. He said, yes.
I want to send you confirmation. I was just standing by my prayer room, and I heard the Lord say, give that man some hyssop tea.
Oh, shit.
I'm telling you, that's what he said. The Lord said, tell Sylvia. Now, Sylvia, follow God's instruction. Ain't nobody make this but you.
Okay.
And then you must hold it up before the Lord. God's going to use you. I told you all not too long ago on the page, people don't listen to me, that not only is God going to work miracles for you, he's going to work them through you.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
You're going to see a miracle. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Tell Daddy he ain't stage yet. He's still in front of him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to believe God. Praise the Lamb of God. I know if Lily was talking to him today, she said, you better believe the report.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lamb of God, you better believe the report. Because I promise you, praise the Lamb of God. What God said he's going to do, he's going to do it. He does it. He's working fast miracles here. I'm telling you, people, this miracle is already done. Praise the Lamb of God. It is well, says the Lamb. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we praise you for a miracle report, and we thank you for Prophet Daryl brought us into your presence so earnestly. Hallelujah, Father, on behalf of another, and I know this pleases you, and thank you so much, hallelujah, for Sylvia, for her faith, for her hallelujah, for her walking in faith towards you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for David Akins, Father. I don't know him, never met him, but one thing I know, Father, hallelujah, that I'm looking to see him at a gathering. I'm looking to see him. Hallelujah, walk in a church. I'm looking to see him and put my hand in his hand. Hallelujah, as a recipient of a miracle, Father. I know that your word has gone forth and that you stand on your word, that you watch over your word. So we believe you now. And we give you praise, Father. We give you thanksgiving. And we say hallelujah in Jesus' name. Amen. Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all have made the prophet cry. Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your miracle working power today. Hallelujah. We love you, God, and we thank you for this season. My God in heaven, what a God we serve today. Who wouldn't serve a God like ours? Praise Hallelujah. The Lamb of Hallelujah. Who wouldn't serve a God like our God? He is an awesome God, and he's releasing miracles in our
yes.
lives today.
Yes.
He's releasing miracles in our lives right today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I wonder if there's another candidate for a miracle today. Praise the Lamb of God. Push one on your dial. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Our God is able, people of God, to do anything. There is nothing that's impossible with God. Did you hear what I said? There is nothing that is impossible with our God. When you show me what's impossible, I'm going to show you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you show me something that's impossible, that can't be, I'm going to show you a God that's able to do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
The last thing that you gave about the miracles, when you released the miracles, that Tuesday, and I called Prophetess Alicia, and I was telling her about the service, and she says it was an on-time word because her aunt had just called her, and she had cancer in the fourth trimester. It was all through her body. We touched and agreed and stood in the gap that God would heal her. 3 days later, she called Prophet Alicia back. So she had went to the doctor. She was cancer-free. She don't have to have any radiation, no chemo. God released a miracle of healing in her body. There is no cancer. And I just wanted to say that to encourage Sylvia and anybody else that's going through. When you say God can work the impossible, bring it to him, we took an impossible situation to him. Because they had told her they had done all they can do. They had called the family together to make the funeral arrangements. She's cancer-free.
Whew! They had made the funeral arrangement. My God. My God, there is no God like our God. There is no God like Jehovah. Praise the Lamb of God. Did you hear what I said?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There is no God. Hallelujah. There is no God.
Glory to your name, God.
Oh! Bless him. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I believe your report today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. We got a caller here. Erico 614. Is this Lily?
No, my name is Sister Lou.
Hi, Sister Lou. How are you doing? Where are you from?
I'm from Michigan.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God, Sister Lou. What can we do for you, dear?
I wanted prayer. We have been waiting for a release of our court case for over 6 years, and it's almost complete, but the enemy has gone back in court to try to snatch it from us with kind of false charges, even trying to make up criminal charges against us. And we know this is for us. We never asked for it, and we know this inheritance is actually for the work of the ministry. So
okay.
I want it there because we're kind of short on funds right now because these people keep going in court with false charges and we have to pay court fees even if there is no substantiation whatsoever to it. So I want it prayer that this stuff will stop in the name of Jesus and that the saints can go forth.
All right. The first thing I want to tell you is that the Spirit of the Lord is on me ever since you've been talking. And the Lord said, get ready for the deposit. Praise the Lamb of God.
Praise God.
Praise the Lamb of God. into the bank of the check. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is, this battle is won already. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I give you a clear word from the Lord today, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, God. God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. What's your name again?
Sister Lou, and my sister's name is Faith, Sister Faith. And
Faith
her
Sister
name
Lou.
Is
y'all like Mary and Martha, huh?
It's
Hallelujah.
Siblings,
praise the Lamb. This is
and it's,
awesome.
From
I bless you today. Praise the Father
even,
in the name
I've
of Jesus.
Seen
we thank you, Father, for
so
your daughter who lives by your word. Hallelujah. Lead even in your prophetic word today. And I thank you, Father, for her faith in you today. Hallelujah. And Father, these sisters, hallelujah, who have done no wrong, hallelujah, and are trying their best, Father, to live according to your word, I pray now, Father, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against them can prosper, for this is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. Thank you that
thank
the
you.
Enemy has come against us in this, Father, because now you can show yourself mighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we thank you for the deposit. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. That victory is in their hands. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All
you,
that you have promised is manifested now. Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And they shall receive the portion. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty, hallelujah, invincible, immortal name, who is the Christ, and it is done. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Girl, I'm waiting on you to call in again to give this testimony. There's a quick word to you, watch. It's good. You're going to go back, and it's going to be as if they just walked out of the courtroom and just said, forget it. Praise the Lamb of God. Give it to him. It's yours. Praise the Lamb of God. You just watched and spoke over you today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I can't wait to get the report. Bless you today. And please remember us as you remember ministries to bless. Please remember us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
This is
praise
the first time I've seen your message. I just happened to get on the computer and happened to come across your name, prophetic. Apostolic, and that's one of our special words, apostolic.
Hallelujah. Well, we're apostolic prophets, and we thank God for the assignment that he has given us. Praise the Lamb of God here to do this work internationally. Praise the Lamb of God. We do conference things of that nature, and we're just happy to make the acquaintance with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
What city are you in?
We are believing God for much, too. Praise the Lamb of God. So please remember us, because as sure as I talk to you today, daughter, you're going to be blessed. You want me to tell you something? An apostle called me last night. Praise the Lamb of God. Apostle Dortch called me, and he prophesied to me, and he said, brother, praise the Lamb of God, the financial need that you need for your conference, this is what he told me. If I'm lying, I hope God kill me dead. He said, I hear a name. He said, it's unusual because I usually hear a name clear, but I don't hear this clear, so I'm not going to call one. He said, but somebody going to call into your show. But he didn't tell me when. He said, somebody going to call into your show who live by the word of God and believe in the prophetic, and you're going to give them I'm just telling you what God told me. Saying, and you're going to give them a word, and you're going to pray for them. That's what he said. It just came back to me. And you're going to praise the Lamb of God, and God is going to bless them, and they're going to put in your hand what you need for your conference. I bless you today, daughter. I pray you that one, the Lamb of God. But those that's listening to my voice that's been on the show this year, I told them in the beginning of the year that God told me every penny that I need for our international conference in November, for this November coming up, that God said he was going to put the money in my hand, that he's going to give it to me, that somebody's going to release it. Praise the Lamb of God. I bless you today, Lamb of God.
What city are you in?
I'm in Southfield, Michigan.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
You got that, Lou?
I know where that is.
Hello? She must went through a zone, or you hit your pause button. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. I guess she'll come back. Hallelujah.
Yes,
she can call back.
No, my phone goes in and out, so I only hear part of your voice.
I'm in Southfield, Michigan.
Okay, I know where that is. I know where it is.
Yeah, I'm in Southfield, Michigan. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
And you can easily access us. We hear Tuesday through Friday from 12 to 2 o'clock p.m. on the show.
Do you have a church that you go to?
Yes.
Or pastor?
Truth Christian Assembly. It's in Dearborn, Michigan. It's
what,
in Dearborn.
Say that again?
Truth
what?
Christian
yes.
Assembly.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Dearborn.
Yes, yeah. I'm the pastor there.
Okay, and your name is Michael Shakespeare?
That's my name.
Your phone goes
and we
in
have
and
a
out.
Website. You can go to our website and get all the information. P, as in Paul, SMINTL.org. The acronym is Shakespeare Ministry International.org. The acronym.
Praise God. Okay, all right. I've never heard of you before, and I'm not far away. Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
God bless you.
God bless you too. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I'm excited about your future and your right now. Hallelujah. Got another caller here. Bless you, Lou. Tell your sister I say hi also. Erico 303. I think this is my daughter, Janelle.
Yes, it's me.
How you doing, daughter?
Oh, I am doing great. I was just calling to say how blessed I have been on the show today. I was listening, and I could feel the Holy Spirit come over me in the office. So I just had to call in. I said, oh, wow, it's so powerful. So I've just been blessed listening to you minister, and I just wanted to say that to you.
Oh, you want me to tell you something? I almost called you yesterday. Praise the Lord. I want you to go see this movie that is called Mortal Instruments. It's a movie that's out now called Mortal Instruments. I want you to go watch this movie. Praise God. I thought of you, praise God, Angel and I. I promised I would take her to a movie, and we went yesterday since there was no show. Yesterday she came over. I said, come on, let me get my debt paid, and we went to the movies, and we watched this movie, and I thought about you during the movie because the young girl in the movie, praise the Lamb of God,
Hello?
Could see spirits, and nobody else could see them. And I thought about you. I said, you need to see this movie, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Some people think you're weird and out of your mind because they don't have your gifting, praise the Lamb, but you're not. God has you in a special place for a special time, praise the Lamb of God, in the way that he's developing you. And Janelle, I want you to be encouraged, daughter, in the Lord, praise the Lamb of God. And even the seeds that you have sown and that you have already proposed in your heart that you want to sow, God is going to make that possible, and he's going to bless you beyond measure, praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. The Lord is speaking even now concerning you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. God said he's going to cause you to be promoted in the next few months. Praise the Lamb of God. He's working on your promotion again. Praise the Lamb of God. You're about to get another promotion. So continue in the way. Yes, Lord. God said he's going to bless you. I don't know if this promotion is it, but God said he's going to bless you to sit and keep this in your heart and your mouth. Do not share this. No. Are you listening to me?
I'm listening.
Janelle, do not share this. God
okay.
says he's going to let you sit as the vice president of your company.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay.
Hallelujah. You be blessed today.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you too.
Right. Bless you, dear. My God in heaven, what a wonderful God we serve today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Prophet Dale, why you pray like that, man? We need to whoop you.
I ain't do nothing.
You and Bertha a mess. I'm going to hate the gathering, and you and Bertha under the same roof. What is we going to do? Sylvia, I need your prayer so I can be able to take the cloud of glory coming at the gathering. People of God, you don't want to miss the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. November 6th, 7th, and 8th there. Hallelujah. In Oak Brook, Illinois. It's coming down. They just sent me all of the new banners. Praise the Lamb of God for our warfare. We're going to be wearing, praise the Lamb of God, warfare fatigues. People of God, we're going to be wearing war clothes, Desert Storm clothes. Praise like you in the Army, Army clothes, Navy clothes, whatever you want to wear that shows combat. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's what we're going to be wearing, and we want you to come and be a part of that powerful, powerful move of God. Praise the Lamb of God. God has promised this. Hallelujah. There in the city of Chicago, those of you who have not registered and don't have your room as of yet, you need to go to psmintl.org, praise the Lamb of God, and look at that information, praise the Lamb of God. There's a registration button there for you to push so you can register. Hallelujah. Get your room. People of God, we only block so many. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to be under the same roof with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Around there in that cluster of hotels, you're not going to get a $99 rate nowhere. Praise the Lamb of God. So come on under the roof with us. Praise the Lamb of God. And let the Holy Spirit saturate the hotel all in one place like they were on the day of Pentecost in one place. Praise the Lamb of God on one accord. And you're going to see God do some powerful things as we war for your promise. That's the theme of the conference this year, warring for your promise, not my promise, for your promise. We're going to be warring for the promise of God, the prophetic promises of God upon your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Everybody don't have a prophetic promise, but those of you who do, praise the Lamb of God, you need to be registering and pressing your way there. Hallelujah. Don't say I can't come. Don't say I can't afford it. Praise the Lamb of God. The same miracle-working God that's working miracles. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. On the show today can work a financial miracle for you, can open a door, can cause someone to pay your entire way, plus your room, praise the Lamb of God, and what have you. Hallelujah. I'm supposed to be in Nassau, Bahama. Praise the Lamb of God in a few days. Praise the Lamb of God towards the end of this month, somewhere around the 20th, somewhere right there. I'm supposed to be in Nassau, Bahama. I ain't got my ticket yet or nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. But I know a God that's able. Praise the Lamb of God to say, hey, somebody will reach out and say, Prophet, you got to go. I'll buy your ticket. I'll pay for your room. Praise the Lamb of God. Because I want your feet on Bahama soil, praise the Lamb of God, to go over there and do God's will. That's how I operate. The just live by praise the Lamb of God. That's how I operate. I don't operate out of no big fat bank account, no big budget, and none. I operate out of faith, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. I don't have racks stacked up. Praise the Lamb of God. But my father is rich. Hallelujah. My daddy got so much until it's just crazy. His storehouse is booming right now and overflowing with blessings for his children. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I trust God today. Today, I trust God for all of my needs, and I want you to trust him. We got a call up. Praise our last one. I believe this is, let me see, Jermaine.
Yes, sir.
Jermaine, always like to call in 5 minutes before the show going to go. Jermaine, what is you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing well. Just blessed, man. I'm just listening to the hand of God and what he has in store for me, man. It's just an awesome thing what God is getting ready to do. And I just wanted to know, I just wanted to do some sowing when this blessing comes, because I'm believing God is ready to give me wealth this week. And I know that it's nobody but God that did this. It's about to get ready to happen right now. So
hallelujah.
That's what I'm calling.
Prophet Darrell, come on, talk to him right quick, Prophet Darrell.
I just want to tell you, Jermaine, the Lord is getting ready. He's getting ready to do it now. Hallelujah. This is getting ready to be an effective blessing. Oh, because God said you've been faithful.
Oh,
now,
there it is.
Obedient. And he said just because you've been obedient, now he's been ready to reward you. Oh, my God. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say over 45,000 is due to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
45,000 is due to you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I don't know where that's coming from, but it's coming.
Hallelujah.
Say, Lord, if you give it to me, I'm going to sow my seed.
Hallelujah.
Yes. I'm sowing.
Hallelujah. I'm touching agreeing with Prophet Darrell. Praise the Lamb of God, that the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow be given to you this week, not next week. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This week, I want it released now in the name of Jesus. I touch with Jermaine, Father, and Prophet Darrell, that it is done. Hallelujah. This man of God who seeks to bless others, Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
This man of God that has been praying for others and interceding for others and watching your spirit move. Hallelujah. Father, reward him now for his faithfulness. Reward him now, Father, hallelujah, so that he can even do more in your kingdom. And we bless you in the name of Yeshua, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. You know, Darrell, you know, and I'm just going to take a minute to say this. If you and I, praise the Lamb of God, was like the rest of these prophets and stuff out here, and these people know what I'm talking about, that every time they prophesy to them, they got to give them $200. Every time they prophesy to them and they call them, they leave them messages with prophecies and tell them, I want you to seal this prophecy and now send this. They leave them messages on their phones. They call them and to send $2,000 and to send $1,000. We don't do that. I don't do that to nobody. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is a free will thing. But I think the heart of the people should say, you know what? God is blessing. I'm going to be a blessing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't have much, but I'm going to share, praise the Lamb of God, with somebody who's doing God's will. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes,
who
Lord.
Who give tirelessly out of their spirit and pour out to us, be on the show coughing and hacking and everything else, but he's there. And they're doing it. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to undergird this ministry. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I bless you, people of God. I love you. I bless you. And I have the world of faith in God that it's your season. It's your time. On behalf of Prophet Darrell and myself, we want to tell you a little something. We're excited about your future. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Our God is a God that does not live in the past. He's already at the end of time, beckoning you. Hallelujah. Calling you, saying, don't look back. Look at me. Praise the Lamb of God. I am the author and the finisher of your faith. I love you all today. Praise the Lamb of God. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Be blessed.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Feel it coming now.
clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice because I'm over.